It is 8:13 at AM 930 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
And we're joined on the line this morning by Terry Beard. He's the founder of Beard Frame Shops, a very successful company in the Pacific Northwest. He's also written the book called Squelched, Succeeding in Business and Life by Finding Your Voice. Terry, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Bruce.
So this kind of goes through your struggle, or at least your lack of public speaking ability or whatever. And this is kind of a book to help us get through that. Everybody who's had trouble with public speaking or has a fear of speaking can kind of sometimes trace it back to maybe one incident. Do you have that sort of thing happen to you that kind of sets you on that downward path as far as appearing in front of people in public?
Yes, I did. It goes back to my second grade. And in the second grade, I was going to school, grade school, K through 8. And as a second grader, I was each week chosen to be the person who ran the meeting, if you will, the DJ or the person who was the MC of these class assemblies. And the teacher, after several weeks, pulled me aside and she said, "Your deportment on the school ground says that you're not a very good boy here at school, so even though you're very good at what you do, running these class assemblies, your deportment on the school ground doesn't comport with the way we need to do things." So I was essentially benched, told that I really wasn't good enough, and I was struggling with that for the next 30 or 40 years.
It's amazing how one little incident like that, for whatever reason they decided not to let you continue, really impacted in your life. When did you realize that it was really a struggle for you?
Well, my grades showed that I was not getting along at school, and I was not being validated. I wasn't being supported and encouraged. And I just didn't know the word at the time, but I felt squelched. And then I didn't do well in school, in high school. And that was during the Vietnam War, and people were being drafted. And if you didn't stay in school, you'd get drafted. And if you were drafted, you knew where you were going to go. So I graduated from high school with a 1.67 grade point, 467th out of 505. And I went to junior college, and I was told that I had to take a speech class, and I did. And I got up in front to give a speech that I thought would be a really good one. And I couldn't get the words to come out, and the teacher told me that was the worst speech that he or she had told me that she'd ever heard. And I was essentially not good enough to stay in school.
I'd have to say you encountered a lot of less than empathetic teachers in your lifetime, it seems, at least based on those two examples.
Yeah, on those two examples, yes. But I'm sorry to say, I think there's a lot more of that out there than we really recognize or we talk about people's troubles in school, because 85 to 90% of Americans are fearful of public speaking. So somewhere along the way, we've been squelched. We've lost our self-esteem and self-confidence. And as a result of it, we don't feel good about ourselves, not good enough.
Well, you became very successful in a business. Which came first? You're overcoming the public speaking or this business endeavor that kind of got you out there and forced you to kind of talk to clients, talk to people, get finances, also customers?
Well, I can talk to small groups in a meeting or talk to the people that I worked with. But whenever there was a conference or something to attend, I'd always kind of hang back and get someone else to speak for me. And then as getting older and had a couple of children, I thought, I've got to overcome this fear of public speaking. So at about age 50, I discovered that if I don't take care of myself and resolve this problem about my fear of public speaking, then my two sons would inherit the same problem. And I think that my story is everyone's story.
So what did you do about it to fix your problem, or at least your ability to do the public speaking part?
Well, I had a dear friend and a person who suggested to me that I go to Dale Carnegie speaking seminars, and I did, and I really enjoyed it. And everybody in the group, 40-some people that were in the group, we took this class that lasted for 12 weeks, and it just happened that as soon as I graduated from Dale Carnegie, someone asked me to join a club, and I joined the Toastmaster Club. And the club is a really safe harbor I go each and every week for the last 18 years. And not only have I found my voice, but I've got connectivity, community, and now I'm helping other people find their voices just by sharing my story. My book isn't a how-to book, but it's a book that people can relate to and in their own way say, you know, I didn't realize that I've been squelched too.
Again, the book is called Squelch, Succeeding in Business and Life by Finding Your Voice. We understand sometimes how this helps in business. How does it help us in life, do you see, maybe on a personal level?
On many, many levels. We feel better about ourselves. We have self-confidence. It comes through in our communication, whether it's public speaking or just communicating with other people. Reach out in the community. It's easier to go to any dinner party or event or school or church, wherever we go, we can get up to speak. People admire the fact that we have the capability to communicate. And when someone sees that somebody else is a good public speaker, it attracts attention and people become more and more connected.
There's a chapter in this book called 50th Reunion Invited Speech. Tell me a little bit about that, where you've kind of gone back to high school and were able to give a speech without much difficulty.
Yes, I'll never forget that day. It was 4 years ago already. This coming August, we had a 50th high school class reunion, and we had a large turnout. There were 505 people in my high school class, and I think we had at least 45% to 50% of the students, my fellow colleagues from high school, were there. And several weeks before the reunion, they asked me if I would get up and give a speech about life, and my speech was entitled It's Never Too Late.
Can you give it? I was wondering. Oh, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Thank you.
I'm just curious about if you could give us maybe some tips, if there are people out there who have issues similar to this. What are some of the things, or maybe there's a little routine you go into prior to doing public speaking that kind of sets you on the right path?
I think the first thing to do is to find someone that wants to take you by the hand. So, for example, in Portland, Oregon, where I am, myself, along with other people, people know of us. They know how involved we are in Toastmasters. We enjoy it for public speaking and also for the connectivity in the community. But you find a good person that wants to take you by the hand to give you that support and encouragement. Also, read a lot. Learn new words. It's all about developing ourselves so we really feel good about ourselves. And it all starts with just one good person who's willing to take us by the hand and show us the process.
Even though we sometimes go through that, there's always those little kernels of the past or the little voice or maybe the negativity that sort of still has a little bit of a hold on us. How do you kind of keep that away or avoid hearing the little voice that maybe you remember when you were in second grade or the thing that happened to you in college?
Yes, that's a very good question. And currently, in the last many, many years, I don't even think about that anymore because each and every week we get up to speak, and the more and more we do it, the more and more we restore our self-confidence and self-esteem. It's just going against the fears, the things that have squelched us, and just continue to work through it. Now I don't think about it. It's no different than somebody gets on the golf tee that's been doing it a lot, practicing, had good coaching. It's the same thing with public speaking.
Terry, what kind of things did you learn through the Toastmaster Club? We hear about that group, but for those who have not been part of it, maybe we don't know a bunch about it.
Yes, there's a Toastmasters.org. There's a website that has a lot of information about it. And we had somebody just the other day had found our Portland Rotary Toastmaster group in downtown Portland. And he found us by coming online. And he came into the club. And he was introduced. And we asked him how he learned about Toastmasters. And he said, I went on the website. And he sat there. And we got involved in the meeting, and it was his turn to get up to speak just for 1 minute. And he decided to pass. And I thought, oh, I can relate to that. I remember the first time I went to Toastmasters, and I was given an opportunity to speak, and I didn't speak, and I passed. So after the meeting, I made a point of talking to him, and I shared with him my book and told him, I know how difficult it is, but if you're interested in learning how to become a public speaking and overcoming the fear, please take a look and read this book, if you would, please. The next week, he came back, and he said, I really enjoyed the book, and thank you. He said, I've never had anybody take me by the hand that's going to show me the way, and this person is 60 years of age. Now he comes every week. We had lunch the other day, and he said, my God, you've opened a world up to me I didn't even know existed out there. But it just takes one person, and then that person is going to be helping another person. So we find our voices, we get the connection, we get the community, and then my volunteerism is I help other people find their voices. I think it's a great community service.
Our guest today is Terry Beard. The book is Squelch, Succeeding in Business and Life by Finding Your Voice. It describes the journey of a successful entrepreneur search for personal validation and the discovery of inner strength through the power of public speaking. Terry, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for helping out the others and giving us some good advice this morning. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Bruce. It's been my pleasure.
Terry Beard, author of Squelched.